You know, we love our friends over at The Marsh. I should say The Marshes, because they have one here in the city. They also have one in my neck of the woods in Berkeley. And we are very happy to welcome a solo performer, as they usually have over there. She's going to be starting a run tomorrow night going through September 13th. And her performance is entitled Scatterbrain, The Music of ADHD, and we bring in Candace Johnson, who is also a professor at Cal. I like the dual threat, Candace, the performing professor, huh?
That's it.
Now, I've never asked this question to anyone before, but what does it mean to be a neurodivergent role model?
Ooh, that's a beautiful term. So neurodivergent, meaning that the person is somewhere on the spectrum of having neurological differences than the typical neurologic presentation. And role model, I think, wow, I feel a little honored that you would even present that word to me. A role model is certainly someone who stands to represent the affinity group and presents hopefully the best information to the world about what it means to be neurodivergent, but also is a great example of what neurodivergence can look like in success, in society. Just basically, I feel like role models are the normal people who represent humanity well, and we just happen to be neurodivergent.
Very nice. You are a professor, I can tell. Candace, I think most of the time when we hear ADHD, we think of it as it's just kids, and it's almost like, not a pejorative, but almost like a funny thing, like, oh, I got ADHD, oh, a squirrel, you know, it's sort of just kind of swept aside, right?
Right. Well, I would like to change the conversation or just the stigma a bit with my show. So when we look at the title, ADHD, the last D representing disorder, so attention deficit, actually let's address both of the Ds, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So the word deficit says, hey, you're missing something. And then disorder says there's something. Basically, we think of it as wrong with your brain. First of all, I would like to say that ADHD is a presentation of neurological difference, and it is primarily a neurodevelopmental difference. So there's a part of the brain that doesn't develop at the same rate as the neurotypical person. And if we just think about that alone, we can start to move away from something is wrong to something is, it's different, and maybe you need a set of different supports, a different type of empathy, perhaps.
When did you say, you know what, this sounds like a musical to me? When did that moment happen?
Well, I have to tell you about the title. So the founder and director of The Marsh, Stephanie Wiseman, we work together quite often. And, you know, we were working toward the In Front of Your Own Eyes Festival of Performances by Women and Women Identifying Performers. And that's where this piece was originally commissioned. And I said, you know, I just want to talk about my experience with being diagnosed with ADHD later in life. And we started talking about terminology that comes up. And we came to the word scatterbrain, but she was the one who said, oh, scat. What if you think of scat as in jazz and da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, that kind of thing, scatting. And I thought, oh my goodness, what a perfect representation, a musical representation of what it can be like inside of the mind of someone with ADHD. You're thinking about a lot of different things, and we can scat to represent that. And because I am both a singer, musician, and actress, it just made sense for it to become a musical.
Is this your first foray into something like this, or is this kind of old hat for you? Because obviously you have to, quote unquote, perform as a professor, but this is a whole different discipline.
It is, and I will say that all of my experiences in life have together pointed me to the One Woman Show, and I'm so grateful because it's the one art form that I find myself being able to bring 100% of who I am artistically, intellectually, and just share stories that are meaningful. I was trained as an opera singer, and I did that work, and it never felt exactly right. It felt like, oh, this is good for my voice, but it's not good for my soul. I am typically cast as the coquette, and that didn't feel like I was really saying anything to society other than, oh, I can walk around and be cutesy and sing high notes. And that wasn't meaningful to me. So I said, I need to find a way to express the stories that I want to share. And in fact, even the academic work that I've done, the research on black composers, with my ADHD, I found it hard to really sit down and finish academic papers. So I said, what if I make those academic papers presentations like in theater? So it first started out, I did a presentation on my voice, a theatrical presentation on my voice, finding my voice as a black, as an African-American singer of classical music who really had a soul of jazz and gospel, and how did I find a way to blend all of those things together? And that brought me to theater presentations of black classical composers. So I've done pieces, Music and Muses of Margaret Bonds and Langston Hughes. So looking at the musical and poetic relationship between the two, but also their friendship. And there are other composers that I've covered. So it's a way for me to just bring all of myself to the table, and it feels so right.
I'm going to guess you are a mezzo-soprano?
Funny, I am a lyric coloratura, actually. Do you feel that my voice has a bit more dark tones or heavy tones when I speak?
Well, I just wanted you to call me honey. That's why I said it. All right, tell us, before we let you go, what is the one point in the show, if you can put your finger on it, that is the most compelling? Like, here it comes, here's the biggie.
I really feel like there are two, and I will quickly say what both of them are. So The first one is where the therapist that I've been working with reveals something about herself, and it connects her story to my story. And she brings me into this place of grounding, and she's the one who really says, you're not scatterbrain, but scatting is the song of beautiful you, and you need to scat that song. Like, let the world hear your scat. And the second moment is not long after, where I have this epiphany. I agree with what she says, and then I take it a step further, and then my life is changed because of this epiphany that everything about who I am creatively is a part, it's embedded in the ADHD, and if I embrace it fully, then I can present myself in a newly confident way. And there's a song I sing called Epiphany.
Very cool. Would you say the queen of scat is Ella or somebody else?
Ooh, well, Ella, but I also love Sarah Vaughan. But definitely Ella, she's just going to be a timeless standout in that way.
Everyone should check it out beginning tomorrow. It's going to be a busy time for our guests. Candace Johnson, also a UC Berkeley professor. It's called Scatterbrain, the Music of ADHD. But beginning tomorrow, going through September 13th at the Marsh in Berkeley. That's down at Alston and Shattuck. Candace, great having you on, and let's catch up down the road.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you, Sports Byline.